You know what dreams I've been having recently? Like, pretty terrifying, but like kind of liberating. You know?
Oh.
I've been having a lot of end of the world dreams.
Oh, nice.
Like a lot.
I have those during the day.
Oh, okay.
That's just my brain. That's the whole time.
And I don't take my medication all the time. Like, no, I get that. No, it's different. Like every other night, it will be a different one. A big tsunami.
Oh, nice.
Big missile. Like the missile one was really funny to me because we were all like, we're always all together in these dreams. But what's funny about these like nightmare dreams, I would say it's like half nightmare, half dream, is the missile one is like the last one I remember. And we're all, I forget where we were, but we just see this giant missile coming to Earth. And we all are laughing. We're all like,
that's a good way to go.
No, because we're all like, we knew, like in this dream, we knew that this was it. And I think we all were just, we found it hilarious that this is how we were going to go.
Were we like cracking our normal jokes?
We were cracking our normal jokes. We were trying to be funny.
It like hits the ground. And
and we're like as it was coming down, we were scared, but like we knew that we were all, nobody was surviving this. Like no one's going to have FOMO. Like we're all going down together as a family. You know what I'm saying? That thing hit and that thing exploded. It was so like, it was terrifying, but we were laughing the whole way before we died.
That's good to know.
Was the whole world going out or just the area?
It was the whole world.
Okay.
This missile was.
Who shot the missile? Or was it like a meteor?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Did you wake up as soon as it exploded?
Yeah. But I've been having, like, some of them are, like, really scary and some of them are, like, funny, like the ones I just said.
You know, I saw something that if you ask in your dream, ask somebody what the date is, it sends your dream into, like, this.
We talked about that. Yeah, we did a whole segment about that.
It's, like, a loophole to get into, like, lucid dreams.
So cool. I find that so fascinating that actually works.
I really want to buy, this isn't an ad, it's, like, I've heard uncertain reviews about it. The Remy mask. Do you know what this is?
No.
So it's like a nighttime sleeping mask that has these little dots in it. And you have to like time it out to where, so, you know, rapid eye movement, that stage of sleep is like your deepest form of sleep. That's when you're like full on dreaming because REM, that's what it is. This mask will flash like some red lights that is subtle enough to let you know in your dream that you're dreaming.
Mm. Okay.
But not fully wake you up. You know, it's not like an alarm. You're going to be like, oh shit. It's just like, you'll start seeing like red in your dreams and you go, oh, that's like the moment where you ask someone like what the time is. Or
I know, but even seeing those red lines, you think you would still be able to remember it's a dream?
I bet.
Because of how wild the dream is. How can you not tell that you're in a dream? And then all of a sudden you see the red laser. You're like, oh, I'm in a dream. Like how does.
Well, I've been aware that I was dreaming, but not been able to control my dream.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah.
Not every night, but. Like 2 times a month, I can do it.
I've never been able to control.
You've never been able to?
No, it really just takes over. Man.
You can do. It is crazy when you're in a full lucid dream, having two humans go back and forth, full conversation that you're making up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's so frustrating because, like, you know, you want to be a screenwriter, you want to make amazing dialogue.
Yeah.
Your brain is already capable of doing that.
Yeah,
and you can't like capture it.
I think we've talked about it before too, but I've done like choreography in a dance. Like I've done the most beautiful dance with like 50 people and choreographed the entire thing. And they're doing this dance that I made up in my head, in my dream.
Yeah.
But like,
I
would never be able to do this in real life.
You weren't dancing though, were you?
No, but I like choreographed them in my brain.
5, 6, 7.
Let's go.
Because I thought like in all dreams, like it's really hard to move. Like you're really slow.
When you're punching somebody.
I thought just in general, I thought you're always slow.
A little pervy in my dreams.
Yeah. Just like you kind of, you satisfy those like kinks that you have.
Let's roll this intro.
Let's just say you can do anything.
Oh,
I get it.
I'm joking.
He's right though.
He's in bed like, God, I can't wait to go to sleep tonight.
No, like I said, sometimes I'll hook up with like a girl that I know and then I wake up and I feel so guilty because it would never happen in real life. It happens. I get it.
Mm.
But yes, satisfy those cravings.
I mean, it's just. I'm just joking. I just noticed I tend to be a little.
Oh, all right. Stop.
All right, let's roll the intro.
All right.
It's gotcha talk, baby.
Woo!
That was good, right? Remember what I said?
Ow!
Yeah, that was good. You know, that was just my creative
zine. Get it, baby.
Matcha talk.
Ow! I'm not doing
it. I know.
Oh, man. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are unfiltered. We have a very, very big news. You guys actually already know this, but if you don't follow us anywhere and you don't follow Kremota and you're not subscribed to Kremota and you only watch the podcast and listen.
We've been wanting to do matcha for a really long time and we finally came out with it. We actually have a starter kit that has all the essentials that you would need to make matcha at home and do it like the pros. So we have the starter kit. It comes with a bowl. It comes with a scooper. Mm-hmm. It comes with the matcha. It comes with the whisk. Check this out.
That's so sick.
And it's got our Kremota logo and name on it.
Look at this. It's really like artisanal. Yeah. Like, what's the word?
That's the vibe we're trying to go for,
A little bit of Zen kind of going on.
And the reason why we wanted to release matcha is because we have been on the matcha game. For the past like 3 months, I've been drinking matcha like every day. It's so good.
Hey, Zane and Heath, what is matcha?
Really fine tea powder.
Oh, so it's like but it's still like a caffeine, right?
Yes. It's like a clean caffeine energy.
Ooh. Yeah, I think it has just as much caffeine, I'm pretty sure, as coffee, but it is cleaner caffeine.
Ooh, yeah, you don't have the crash and the come down. Oh, yeah. Look.
I do like matcha. I don't feel like I have it enough, and I like it every time. I like it because it makes me a little less jittery.
Yeah.
But this isn't just regular matcha. It's cra-matcha.
That's right, baby.
That's very cool. I gotta
get some. But we also sell the starter kit on our website, kremota.com, and we also sell the individual tins. So if you just want to buy the matcha as well,
yes,
you can
do that. We're going to be signing a few boxes. So hopefully if you guys want to get yourself a Kremota starter pack, maybe you'll get the one that we both signed.
Heath, I want to see your signature.
Oh, yeah, check it out.
Let's see it. Zane, you sign yours,
don't
right?
Don't try to steal my identity.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want people stealing my junk, you know?
I've never seen your signature. I don't think so, Zane. Oh, can we all sign one?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? We did it on the pod.
Of course.
Oh, Zane looked like Walt Disney over there. What? you look like a Disney Imagineer.
Here you go.
Wait, Zane. What? This isn't like your credit card signature, right?
It's the same signature I have for everything.
You know what I think is so weird about credit cards?
What?
I do Matt King with a crown.
Oh, I like this cute.
That's cute.
That's why he wanted everyone to sign it, because he wanted to show.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Let me see your signature. Oh, we should all sign it.
You don't draw.
We all sing.
You know, the act of signing something is like kind of silly. Like,
oh, you're talking about just like anybody that wants an autograph?
Just autographs Mariah, like... Next one.
Is this still, it's not as popular as it used to be, right?
Oh, yeah. That was
autographs.
Like, no.
Definitely not. It's a picture now.
Because it's a selfie. A selfie is the new autograph.
I saw the cutest video of this older man on a cruise, and the captain was walking around and he was so excited to meet the captain. It was like he met a Disney character. He met the captain and took his iPad out, took a picture with him, but then went to his drawing thing and had him sign the picture on his iPad.
Oh,
it was so cute.
Pretty smart. Cute. I've never seen that before.
I thought that was adorable.
I liked it. Is there anyone like famous who you never got a selfie with, but you got their autograph? When you were a kid, you didn't go to sports games or hand out your hat.
Honestly, I think I got like Mickey Mouse's signature at one point.
They would just like.
I think I understand signatures back in the day when it was like of value. You could sell like something that was signed by somebody that everybody.
But how did you know? Like anybody could just like.
A lot of people I feel like did that though. They saw the real signature, did it themselves. The Sandlot, baby. They did it on the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Bought a new ball.
Baby Ruth.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus.
The Great Ruth. Bambino. That wimpy deer.
Do you know anybody that like still likes baseball?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not like a hot thing anymore.
Jordan is the biggest baseball fan ever.
Really?
Have you met my family?
Okay, maybe it's like an East Coast thing. I just feel like nobody here likes baseball.
These are crazy Dodger fans out here.
Yeah, but LA, we live in LA, the city though, lacks so much fucking pride. If we were in Chicago, we'd be talking about that there's a Cubs game tonight. LA, I feel like it's like, oh yeah, we got the Lakers, they do well.
Yeah.
We got the Dodgers though, people are big fans, but us as transplants, we don't.
It's more performative. Like people go to the games to like show off that they're there.
Zane's ear perked up.
Sorry, I heard transplant.
We go for the Dodger dogs.
I've never been.
Didn't we go for David's thing? Didn't he like do the first pitch or something? Horrible pitch, by the way.
That was in Chicago.
Yeah, he threw the first pitch. That was for the Cubs game, Wrigley right? Field. Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to that? Yeah, that looks so fucking cool.
I was the one that was, remember I was filming it for his vlog? I looked like a loser.
Did you ever catch a home run when you were a kid? Or like,
we catch a home run?
I never even caught a free t-shirt. Like, you don't like there mean? Be t-shirt
that's how you know he's never. Not a baseball.
No, we mean catch a home run like you caught, like you're on the outer field.
You don't catch.
You motherfucker.
Wait.
If it's a home run, it's out. It's like.
Out of the field.
It's out of the field.
Oh, you're talking about being in the stands.
Being in the stands.
I thought you were talking about like playing as a kid. I was like,
oh.
No.
Someone doesn't know about baseball.
I love baseball because it's like a stage or like the way like a field sits at night, like a baseball like field.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most beautiful arenas there is.
Baseball
it's like,
games are my favorite sport to go to.
Yeah, it's love. A stage. It's like there's something that's why there's always like angel baseball movies like Field of Dreams,
Angels in the outfield.
It's you know the Field of Dreams place is a real field.
I did not know that.
You know in the movie where they walk out of the field and stuff.
I think I assumed that.
I don't remember.
There's a cornfield, but it's like it's in Iowa. It looks beautiful. I've always wanted to go to it.
You know what baseball game I really want to go to?
What?
The Savannah Bananas. Do you know who they are?
Oh yeah, I just saw them on my TikTok.
Are they minor league?
Yeah,
I think they're a minor league team, and they're very very good. But it's basically Harlem Globetrotters basketball, but baseball. They all have these crazy talents. Like there's ballerinas on the team. That's so crazy.
I was thinking of Harlem Globetrotters like when we were talking about autographing things. That's so weird. That was just in my head.
Weird.
Yeah. But they do like skits and stuff.
Yeah, they do. They just posted a video it's just so entertaining. They did like a trendy TikTok dance and the guy threw the pitch and like struck him out. But it's like, they're really playing. They have real practices. And the one guy was answering a lot of questions about like who the hell are you guys? Mm-hmm. And he basically described it as like they're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, whatever. And he said for practices, half the time they train real baseball, they practice, and then the other half they're figuring out how to entertain the crowd. So like who has the most talent, like what we're gonna do at this inning and stuff like that.
There you go.
They do that's coordinated like. Stuff. It's so entertaining. They're called the Savannah Bananas.
Okay, because like Harlem Globetrotters like have like staged players. There's like the Harlem Globetrotters, yeah. But they're always playing like the visitors.
I read something that Savannah Bananas created another team to play against. That's what I read, but yeah. He's gone.
That's similar. I'm trying.
So they're doing like cartwheels while they pitch and stuff?
Yeah, they are so talented. He said everybody has their own role. And then if there's something trending on the internet, they're just going to do it in the middle of the game. And they said they put the fans before the sport. So they're like not really crazy
just
about
just trying to be like as entertaining as possible.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I really want you to see. Can you type in Savannah Bananas?
Savannah Bananas.
Oh. Oh, there you go.
Full split.
That is his.
Okay. Right. The Savannah Bananas.
Why does this look like West Side Story? Like it seems like a.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Like I'm supposed to be hearing music right now.
And they're actually like really good.
Yeah, but they'll do. Okay, so yeah, they'll rehearse something like this where they're just.
Bro, I would not be able to focus on the game. And the whole time I'd be like, do I come in now and do this flip? Like,
well, it's rehearsed.
Yeah, they prioritize the performance, so they rehearse.
Oh, the whole game is rehearsed.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be a part of that team.
I know, it looks
like Savannah,
blast.
Georgia?
Yeah. I could be the guy that really sucks at the game, but I'm just the one that's shaking my fat ass on the field, you know?
They're an exhibition baseball team.
Okay.
So it's a show.
Who do they play?
The Bananas now field two independent professional teams, the Savannah Bananas and the Party Animals.
Oh, so they started the Party Animals. That's what I read.
Banana ball games are usually played against the Party Animals. So they play another team.
Just like them?
Yeah. So
that's
it's not
so cool.
It's not a legit.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters always play.
Right. Yeah.
That is so cool.
That's awesome.
I love that. I would love to go see that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would too. They should go tour. I bet they tour and stuff. They don't probably like all stay in Savannah, Georgia, because that has to get old in Savannah, right? We fucking know that we know the show. Like, yeah. Go, you gotta go like show that around.
It's like a podcast tour. You know, you say it's the same stories, but you go in different cities.
Yeah.
It's always different.
Did you see the video of those two guys who were recording a podcast in a cafe and the car runs into it?
Bro, how does it feel to live our dream?
I watched that. I had to watch it 5 times because I genuinely thought it was CGI.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way this is like, that was perfect timing.
They're recording and a car crashes into the
right side. Behind
I'll
them.
Show you. I have it on my unfiltered folder.
It was, it's insane.
Oh, it is bananas.
It could have been really, really bad for the two of them. Like they just pinned and just.
That's gone. Great for their podcast.
Yeah. Yes. I think it was their first podcast.
Oh my God.
I think what it was their intro. Oh,
crazy.
Insane.
Can't believe they were recording a podcast out of all things. And it just the way the car comes in, it's like out of an action
and
movie.
And where were they even filming that at? Like a cafe?
Which is a little obnoxious, but you're doing a podcast.
I was a little worried about because I don't know who was like in charge of lighting, but you never go in front of a window, right? You have to use the lighting of outside.
What if that was the greatest like marketing tactic? To get this podcast to blow up.
Yeah.
First podcast episode. All right, we're going to crash this car right into the glass. Like,
That's smart.
Yeah.
That is insane. I can't, but thank gosh they lived. Like, can you just imagine just like, what's up guys? Like you die doing your podcast.
Yeah. I mean, but like, I'm sorry. I mean, I know like, but that lighting, I'm surprised they picked that angle.
Ooh, I'd be on the ground being like, I don't know how
that guy wasn't freaking out. He was just like,
yeah, he was real. I think he was just in shock.
Yeah. Shock is a crazy feeling that we as humans get.
I know we all did different things this week, right? Were you out of town last week?
Or were you out of town?
I was out of town, but were you out of town?
No, I was at the bar mitzvah. I was in town this weekend.
Oh, you were at the bar. Okay.
Yeah.
How was the bar mitzvah?
It was so fun. It was my first bar mitzvah.
You're going to think I'm being so dramatic. It was my favorite party I've ever been to in LA. And I've been here for 8 years. My favorite party.
I felt like I was a kid again.
I was in my element.
Cha-cha slide. Let's bring it back. I don't mind the fucking cha-cha slide.
I don't either. I think it's a great, great party song.
Any song that brings people together doing the same thing is a hit.
Brett Bassick rented out for his 30th birthday, he threw a bar mitzvah. He missed his 13th birthday because he missed the bus when he was a child and he never got to make it to his own bar mitzvah.
I was told that he did make it to his bar mitzvah. He was just 30 minutes late.
No, it was like two something hours.
He was like 2 hours late.
And I gave him the idea to throw, I go, for your 30th, you should throw a bar mitzvah, the one that you never got. He was like, brilliant. So he threw it.
What's really funny is that he looked like a kid in those stories that I was watching.
Just everything just felt
he looked so nostalgic
the whole time.
Yeah.
It was amazing. As soon as I saw it was at a ballroom, I was on cloud nine.
Oh, it was
like, this is it.
You and your family love ballroom parties.
I think that's why I liked it. It was very East Coast.
Yeah.
All the East Coast people were there. We were all like, I feel like I'm home.
Why do you guys do ballroom parties? Is it because it's
it
a big
fits everybody?
Just
because
big family?
You usually do food and a bar.
Yeah.
And where else are you going to have it?
And just like a big dance.
It makes me want to buy a banquet hall. People have their weddings, quinceañeras, all of that. That shit, have it every weekend, pays off all of that.
Yeah.
And you just, that's a great little.
My aunt has a farm in South Carolina and her shit gets booked out for weddings every week. She makes so much money doing that. And she doesn't even live there. She just has this farm and just gets booked out.
That would be a little annoying. You live at a place where they just are having weddings out the whole time. You're like, God.
Yeah, but it's not like giant weddings though. It's like very intimate. Yeah.
Gatherings.
Yeah. I think it's like 100 people, 100 person weddings. Like they're very, very small.
Yeah. But the bar mitzvah was really, really fun. I enjoyed that a lot.
It was fun. I just wish more people got into it. It was almost like people were confused.
Yeah.
Which I get, not everybody grew up that way because some people were like, why is it here? I'm like, why is it not? Why isn't every party here?
When there's a banquet hall, you are on the dance
floor. It just makes sense.
For 6 hours.
The DJ gets its own stage. Everybody dances to songs that we grew up with. You sit at your table. There was pizza. There were kebabs. Like, what more can you ask for? Really? It's so much better than standing in a club or a bar.
Okay, A, don't shame us.
I'm not shaming.
We love that shit.
Personally, just think it's so
much
better.
We like living life like we're in a movie sometimes, okay?
This felt like a movie. We had him up in the chair.
I thought for sure he was going to fall.
Is that easier than it looks?
If you have
four. Or is that hard, is that easier than it looks? Like getting somebody on a chair and just going like that?
Yeah, because it's like four big dudes just.
When you're on it, it's a little nauseating though.
When you're on the chair?
Yeah.
Because you're just like hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
No, I bet it's scary up there.
Yeah, but you look like you went to an insane wedding.
Oh my, guys.
And that looked fake.
It looked like Cirque du Soleil.
Guys, it was absolutely like insane.
I couldn't believe
it. It was so I was in New York first. We'll get into that. But I flew into Orlando for my cousin's wedding, mm-hmm. my cousin Joey. He is, didn't know this, but he is marrying or just got married to the heiress of Bacardi. So this her name's Erica. She is the daughter of the Bacardi family, like the Bacardi.
Wow,
unbelievable! Mom and dad. Her last name is Bacardi.
Her last name is Bacardi.
She had to give that up.
I think it's hyphenated. I looked up the Instagram. I think she like hyphenated.
Oh no! If I was Bacardi, I would hyphenate the shit out of that. I'm not.
I would make him change it. I'd be like, come on,
because Joey Bacardi doesn't sound bad. Have
it? I think it should be the better last name. come on.
To keep that family name alive, I would just take her name.
Like Matt, if Patricia's last name was King and yours was something else, I feel like you guys would be like, let's just take King.
Yeah, definitely. Just take I think both sides, I think always just take the better last name. Whatever sounds better. Like think about your kids. What does it, like if you want to name your kid Rebecca or something, does it sound nice with whose last name?
Right. And sometimes just don't hyphenate sometimes.
Like my
sometimes
last name.
Sometimes they're too, like, they just don't flow.
I'll probably take my wife's last name.
Over Hijazi.
Hijazi.
Wait, Hijazi's cool.
But think of a random name that
Rebecca Hijazi. That I love it.
Henrietta
Olga Hijazi.
It'd have to be an Arab first name in order for it flow.
You're right.
You don't know. Jamie Presley, that actress, she's married to a Hijazi.
Is her last name Hijazi?
Her kids' last names are Hijazis.
Okay.
Presley, blonde gal,
Yeah. And I think just family history too. Yeah. It's like, who has more problems going, like who has like more shit going on? That's
terrible.
You know what I mean? Like end that family line, let's start a new family line. So
this wedding,
this
wedding, was it like, so it was so big, I'm just so curious, how was it all timed out? Was it like...
So, all right. So me and my brother and Tally, my brother's fiance, Tally, we all went together. We were the last ones there, right? We were very, very, very late, like an hour and a half late.
You don't say.
Well,
it's because my brother missed his flight
to
go to Orlando.
Oh, boy.
It got it got canceled out of nowhere. Silver Airways, out of nowhere, canceled 30 minutes before he was supposed to get on the plane. And they had no other flights.
Oh,
so he had to go on a bus and take the bus to Orlando. So that's why we were gonna go without him. So we just waited for him. And we get there, we're running, trying to find the room, like the ceremony room. And as we're running past this hallway, we see Joey about to like walk in, or about to like, getting prepared.
I would've just stood
and
back.
And we're just like, oh my Joey's like, and then we just keep running. And then we get into the venue. Everybody's already seated. And this place looks like Pandora. It looked like Avatar. It was, I couldn't believe it. There was smoke everywhere on the floor. It felt like you're in the jungle.
Wait, is this the reception?
No, this is the ceremony. So those are two different rooms. I don't think I got really footage of the ceremony.
Yeah, I don't think you posted
the ceremony.
I got
more footage. Oh, I saw. Yeah, you had like a fog machine.
Smoke everywhere. It looked like you're walking through. They had like a pathway for where all like the bridesmaids walk.
It's like in Crazy Rich Asians, kind of like when they have that. Like
trees, big trees, bushes, flowers everywhere. Like it looked like a land in Disney World.
That is
how many guests were there?
I think like over 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh
we
my
sit
gosh.
Down, we're all looking at each other. Oh no, all the cousins are looking at each other because we've never been to a wedding. Like this insane.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has.
Yeah, the smoke. So they let out smoke, right? And it was just like it was getting a lot, and then they stopped it. And as they were coming out, they blew that smoke. They're like, and our whole sections are getting filled because they just wanted that effect, right?
I think
for cameras, for the pictures. And it was getting so bad, and I kept filming because everybody was just... And we were all just like just pushing through because they wanted to get the right look for
the grandparents.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was really really funny. And so yeah, we watched the ceremony. It was beautiful, really beautiful. Everybody was like crying, like the bridesmaid. It was really emotional. And we get out, and then we're in like the middle section where like, you know, like kind of where they have the hors d'oeuvres and all that. That wasn't cocktail crazy. So we're like, oh wow, okay. I guess all the budget went into this room, right? But it looked right. Fantastic. I almost forgot that there's a banquet hall that, you know, everybody's seated, yeah. Dinner. I was like, oh, I completely forgot about that. Thought that was it. And they're like, all right, guests, we are ready to, it was like you're at an amusement park. Uh-huh. Like, they're like, all right, everybody is ready to go in. And we all walk in and it was 10 times crazier than the ceremony. And we were like, everybody had their phones out. It was that unbelievable. You wouldn't think that like older people wouldn't have their, everybody was just in awe.
Was this at a hotel?
It was at the Four Seasons.
Wow.
You could just imagine how much they spent on this wedding.
See, a billion?
Yeah.
Was it a seated dinner?
It was a seated dinner. But what I loved about this wedding, buffet style.
Mm. Yes.
No, so it was a buffet. Honestly, I hate dinners that you have to fucking choose what you want and then you get it and then you look at someone else's plate and someone else's plate looks better.
And also a wedding of that size, when you have to do like seated dinners, like that means like 1,000 steaks have to be made at the same time. Exactly. And that's like, sometimes it grosses me out thinking like, but all of that coming in out too fast. Ugh.
But that buffet food was better than any wedding food I've ever had. It was
Four Good. Seasons, baby.
Yeah, it was insane. Is it the Four buffet. Seasons that makes it? I thought like you usually have to get like a private.
I think you, when you pick the venue, they do the food there. They go through like their different options.
Because Four Seasons has to offer that in their package. Like, do you have the people? Can you imagine being room service, being like, "Where the fuck is my steak?" Meanwhile, down there, they're like 1,000 fucking people.
And so we all get in there. We're all at our tables, and the whole night there is just entertainment after entertainment after entertainment. Her parents went like, they're like, "We're gonna go balls out. We want fire breathing dragons. We want this and this." And they just kept coming out. And we're like, when is this going to end? This is insane.
It's cool because like all those things that you're talking about, it sounds like it could turn cheesy really easily.
Yeah.
But it didn't look cheesy at all. Like it was like stunning.
Yeah. They did it in a tasteful way.
Like a cheap smoke machine. You know what I mean? Like it could look really bad, or like people on stilts walking around. And, like,
yeah.
It could imagine being that fucking wedding planner being like, okay, trees. Disco people smoke. No. Like, oh.
That wedding planner, I know that she is probably, she could take a 2-year break.
She could do a Broadway show and manage that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. But you know what I was thinking? It would have looked really corny if it wasn't for the entire.
You have to go all out.
You have to go all out. Like everything has to be filled with some sort of bush, tree, or plant, or flower.
What was the theme?
The theme. Okay, so. We were all trying to figure that out, right? And then Tally goes, just type in whimsical wedding on your phone. Apparently there's 4 different styles of weddings that people go for, 4 or 5. And she named it off to me. And I was so curious, I decided to type all the styles. Uh-huh. And one of them was whimsical. And all the Google images was just like that. But the one we were in was
enhanced,
just over exaggerated. Yeah, 10 times
better.
It's
almost like fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Fairy tale, yeah. So apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody told me that Erica, the Erica Picard, she was she's a big fan of Disney. So it like, I guess it made sense. If she is, it made sense that it was like a whimsical.
Having in Orlando too.
Exactly. All of that. Exactly. So I'm trying to think of what.
Were there any celebrities there?
They had an Oscar-winning violinist there.
Wow. Oh, I love when I posted violinist. It,
so many people knew exactly who she was.
Oh, cool.
Which was pretty crazy.
That's really cool.
What's her name? Who was it? Do you know?
Isn't
that girl who's big on TikTok?
I don't know. I don't think she's a TikTok violinist. She's a Oscar, I think she's like a very high level violinist. Was there any celebrities? Not that I noticed. And what's crazy, I didn't meet any of the side of her family except for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was just that big that I only really was with our cousins and our side of the family.
Was every drink Bacardi based?
No. Oh, maybe. I know. I think Bacardi owns, I think whoever owns Bacardi owns a lot of different liquors. So I think they just had those liquors. Right? Like whoever owns Bacardi.
I don't know.
They had just those.
I don't know if Bacardi is Diageo. I don't know who like their
I forget who, I think I saw it. Mm-hmm. Like
How was security? Did you have any, like any crashers to like this? Like,
you know what? There was, we didn't see much security.
A wedding. I'd be like, we're walking in this.
Yeah.
Being like,
oh, everybody kept walking. They were like, oh my, but yeah, they just had the normal, just like people right. working at the hotel. But
have you ever crashed a wedding?
No,
I didn't even think it was possible to do that. Like what, after the movie, I was like,
it's pretty easy for a reception. If it's at like a hotel, you just walk through the doors. They don't question anybody, but I would never. That's
When we were at the Pasadena hotel.
Yeah.
The Langham.
They were like, should we crash
we walked by one.
Of course we wanted.
And a couple of people recognized us and they were like, come on in, just come in. I'm like, we cannot do that.
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously, like, please come in. Like, you're fine.
Did you do it?
It was, we could have done it because it was, they already gave out dessert, so it was ending.
Yeah.
I just want to see how shit's decorated.
Yeah.
I'm just so nosy. I just want to peek in, but I can never crash
like,
a wedding.
Could easily just walk in.
Oh, and another thing, because I posted it all on like Instagram and like Snapchat, I've never had so many screenshots. It's the most I've ever had. And I know that it was so many girls.
Putting it on the board.
Oh my God. Like,
need
straight
this.
To their Pinterest, which I mean, like, I get it. It was like the craziest wedding, nicest wedding I've actually ever seen.
It did look very Avatar.
Yeah.
I would love to go to all their parties.
What was like the minister wearing? Was he like?
The minister was actually like just wearing, I think everybody's wearing purple. So I think he was wearing a purple, maybe like a tux or something. I thought that they always wore white, officiants. I thought they always had to wear white because that's all I've ever seen, but. They wore purple.
That's dope. Cool.
Was there anything that you guys saw that I posted that you have any questions? I'm like, it was like all a blur because there was just so much at this.
The Giants. When you shared that to the like the group chat with your friends, I forgot you were at a wedding. I was like, is he at Disney seeing a show? And I thought it was just like, you're like, there's Giants. I'm like, whoop-dee-doo. Like, I think you were at like seeing Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, I never said I was at a wedding.
You did.
You said there's Giants at this wedding or something.
Oh, I think you said, there was just like, and there's Giants.
That video was unbelievable. I wish I went.
I'm really glad that I got to. Oh, and this is so funny. Apparently, you both were invited. I didn't know.
I wish I knew.
Was invited.
Okay, so look, I put myself as a plus one, right? And apparently when they saw that it was Heath, they just gave Heath his own invitation with a plus one. And I didn't know that.
I feel so bad.
Wait, were they supposed to?
You weren't like, how would you have known?
No, I know. I just,
it was just
he
crazy.
Had a seat there
with a name tag.
With name tag, everything.
Shit.
I think they had more problems to worry about than a missing seat, but it.
No,
no, we're just pissed we didn't go. That's crazy. Yeah. We could have been there.
While I'm here stuck trying the double down from KFC.
Oh yeah, what is this?
You remember the double down?
Yes, the two chickens.
And we talked about things that were discontinued. And they brought it back.
Oh boy.
When did they brought it back when I was gone?
Yeah, like not even a week.
I should leave the state more often.
You missed a lot.
Wow.
So of course Jordan had to try it and he was like, bro, we gotta get the double down.
Yeah, no shit, you have to.
And I'm like, all right, let's go get the double down. We get to KFC. First of all, like the marketing is like all about the double down. It's got like the posters on the wall and everything. Yeah. We walk in and the guy goes to take our order. So we're like, can we get two double downs? And then he's like putting it into the computer and he just goes, shit, shit. And then he starts running to the back and I'm like, oh my, what did we just do? And he's like, kids, don't do it, don't do it. He put in that we ordered 22 double downs. So the chef back there gets the order.
No.
So he's like trying to stop him from making 22 double downs. This cashier is having a day. He's like full panic. So we finally get the order. They bring it out and I'm like laughing about this whole thing because the idea is disgusting. It's two chicken fillets.
Yeah, it's a heart attack.
And bacon in the middle.
Well, my stomach just flipped upside down.
Disgusting. Oh. But
a bite of it sounds good.
Yeah.
I would be one like, bite. Done. I just want to know what it's like.
Yeah. It comes with a drink called Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning.
Oh, my God.
Bro, ew. It looks like battery acid.
What? It's
Dude,
this country needs a reality check.
It's insane.
Like, that's enough.
It's insane.
Enough.
The color of this drink is the most toxic looking yellow you could ever imagine. So I take like a few sips and Jordan's like, what does it taste like? I'm like, bro, they couldn't have named it more perfect than sweet lightning, because that's what it tasted like. Like, you sipped it, you're like, God damn.
Struck.
And then I'm like, oh, this is interesting. So I popped the top to look at the color of it, because I'm like, this is gross. I popped the top and there's a fucking hair at the top of it.
Oh my God.
I was like, look at this. Look at this drink.
Does it taste like Mountain Dew?
Look, it has a hair.
I love Baja Blast, though.
It's no, so Baja Blast is banging.
Baja Blast is one of the best fucking things ever made.
This was absolutely disgusting.
Oh, it was actually gross.
It was a lot.
Bummer.
It was a lot. So then finally, we make our way into the sandwich, and I have never missed bread so much in my life. Like, you take a bite. First of all, you got two greasy chicken fillets like in your hand. So every bite you take, you have to like.
Yeah, get a napkin. Can't eat it with dignity.
This sandwich, I don't think it's like meant for people to really enjoy it. It's like a piece. It's like it's an art piece.
Oh, it's
right?
A bit.
Pull up, it's a bit.
It's like a stunt. It's just like.
There's no way.
It's like the black
and it's a
Whopper.
Way to, it scams you into just buying two chicken patties.
How much did it cost?
$15.
What?
No way.
$15. He said the total was like 32 something, and I'm
they
like,
they didn't have to double down the price.
Exactly. Oh,
it's kind of so it's like fried. Is it nice and crispy?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Ew.
Tasted incredible.
I'm sorry.
I was impressed.
Ooh, that kind of. I don't know. I was picturing like a different type of fried. That picture.
Oh. I would never in my life look at that and be like, oh damn, I should try that.
I'll have a bite of that.
Never.
Get one just for the sake of getting it.
I want one though. I do want to try it.
You end up three bites into it, you separate them, and then you eat just one patty at a time. Then I found myself putting fries on top of it to mimic a bun. So I'm like, I should have just got
a bun. You got a side of bun.
Cane's chicken fingers did that. Cane's chicken fingers. I would do that with Cane's chicken fingers. Absolutely.
I love how I'm complaining about $15, but I literally in New York bought a $150 gold dipped burger.
That was $150.
All right, well, Zane, it looks $150.
How'd that taste?
It tasted really good. They dipped the fries, and I had a golden shake too.
Was it just like all over your mouth?
I turned into gold member after I ate my whole. It was actually really good. I in my head I was like, this would be for Snapchat, whatever. But like in my head I was like, this is going to taste like absolute dog, and I'm going to be really upset.
Did it taste metallic or like?
No, it tasted great.
Is this a fine dining establishment, or is it a little gimmicky?
Okay, it was Sugar Factory. Remember Sugar Factory?
Yeah.
They closed all the sugar factories here. So I thought it didn't exist anymore. And at the hotel I was staying at in Brooklyn, right by the airport. By the way, they have a Resorts World there. They just opened it up. Dude, a whole casino. It looks like Vegas. It's insane. Wow. But it's right next to the airport. Anyways, they had a sugar factory there, and me and Hidayah, we go in. It was right before we left, and I'm looking at the menu and looking at all the drinks, all the celebrity drinks. The one
gold
made by Anastasia Karenikala. I was like,
no way.
Does she even know that's there?
I don't think so, because I took a picture. I took a picture and I sent it to her. I was like, you know, I got to get the Stassi drink. And she's like, let me know how it tastes.
I haven't tasted it yet.
But this sugar place makes a fried burger with gold on it. Is this where you got the burger?
What do you mean?
It's a candy store that sells a chicken fried sandwich?
No. Wait. No, it's a regular burger, but it's dipped in
I'm
gold.
Confused.
It's just called Sugar Factory.
It's called Sugar Factory.
And they serve burgers.
They serve at Sugar
Factory.
They serve, it's like Cheesecake
Factory.
Wait,
is that wrong?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
It's just a restaurant like a really fancy.
Yeah, let me see.
It's not just candy.
They're meant for like their intense drinks and desserts and.
Oh my gosh.
I want to know how they dip it. Do they put like?
Oh, there it is. Look,
that looks disgusting. Oh, that looks fucking.
It looked better when I got it.
That looks like it would hurt.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Look.
No, it did not.
It looked like that. Yeah.
What did your stool look like?
Your stool.
Oh my God.
He's trying to like sift it out.
Look at Paulie D. Is that?
But, and that's why we went. when we ordered, when I was like, I'll do the 24K gold, the guy goes, he goes, I'm gonna have to check in the bag, see if we have the gold. But so he goes back to get the gold, right? But then in my head, I look at Hidayah, and Hidayah goes, Zane, I think they're about to like throw a fit because I think they all are about to do a whole dance thing for you because you ordered the 24K. Oh. And I started immediately because it was there's only like
four, just see while
there's only four tables there, right? It was really empty. It was only four tables. And I look at Dai, I was like, should we have them still do the whole dance and shit? And we're like, no, that's really fucked up. Let's just get the burger without making them all do the dance. And then they come out and he goes, We found the gold sheets. But like in my head, I was like, am I the first person to order the 24K golden burger?
Probably not that often. It's not like someone's doing it every day.
I'm surprised that they closed the ones that here down because I feel like that would pop off here.
There's one in Vegas, right?
I don't know.
There one in Vegas at Planet Hollywood down by the Garth Brooks?
It looks like a Vegas restaurant.
LA would just rather have another apartment complex. Mm.
They're knocking shit down to make more apartment complexes.
They are
right?
out of control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's out of control.
They just want people to just keep paying rent out here. It is.
Mm-hmm. The housing market's about to collapse.
Yes.
I've heard that too. Stuck in this rent bubble.
Oh my gosh. It is crazy what they're charging people. And they're just making these houses. I can't stand it. All these like new homes they're building that nobody wants to buy for the prices that they're selling for.
It's the same house.
And I'm sorry, but they're using the cheapest material.
Yes.
I'm sorry. They are.
Gray, the floors, mm-hmm. the counters, the fucking cabinets.
It's like, do you notice how fast they're being popped up and they all look identical and it's the same materials because it's the cheapest shit that they got.
It's gonna look so bad in like 10 years.
I think less than that.
And they say that, this is how people want it when they buy a house. Who said that?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of like I'm not calling out Gen X. I don't know how many Gen X listeners we have. I think sometimes they think it's like, this is nice because they grew up in a time where like homes kind of like were really boring.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's always like a generational thing. They don't want their parents' house. They want a new like kind of thing.
I'll tell you right now, when I first saw like the new look, like it's that white marble with the gray and that wood. It looked really pretty when I first saw it. And I was like, wow, this is nice.
Because
this is
like
new.
Matt said, it
makes
new,
you feel like
expensive.
Yeah, expensive.
Every single house is being built like that now. So it's like, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah. I can't stand the lighting now. And some, I think the house is somewhere like are overlit or there's too many of these like fucking lights in the sky.
Like
and
a
it's
dentist's
all this
office.
Just, yes, it's just all, everything's just so bright.
I'd rather a lot of sunlight come in than like the whole house just being white because of all the lights.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Natural light
is so good.
And also they're redoing these old houses with such nice character. The layouts don't make sense. They're taking closets and they're like, that's another bedroom. but it's like right next to the pantry and in the kitchen. And you're like, what? And then they're like, shit, we forgot about a laundry room. Let's just throw it in the bathroom.
Just so they can add another bedroom to the
Just to say that there's more. Yeah. These layouts are horrendous.
It's open concept.
Yeah.
Open concept. No, it's
nothing,
not fun.
Nothing is practical. Nothing. They're not thinking about practicality.
On TikTok, I don't know if you guys saw it. Like it performed really well. So I'm hoping you saw it. But there was this house that had a giant, beautiful mural, right? Like it looked like it was painted back in the fucking like 70s, 60s. I don't know.
Oh,
it was
in the foyer. It's a super intricate one.
It was so cool. And they got rid of it. And everyone's like,
I saw that.
They did it? No, I thought they weren't going to do it.
Oh.
The guy says, we're about to paint over this and we like really don't want to. And everyone in the comments was like, not paint over this.
He didn't do it yet.
And they ended up not, they kept it.
So he listened to the comments. That's good because that was beautiful.
Every house is for a specific person. It's for somebody. Somebody's going to love that. It was like this extravagant, it looked like Vegas.
Yeah.
Like a Vegas hotel. It was beautifully done. And he's walking through the house so casually. He's like, yep, we're going to paint over these walls. And everyone's like, no. Like, just because it's not the norm, like, it's art. It's beautiful.
And
somebody's
it's just a story, too, when you invite people over and they're like, there's something to say. You know, like, when you walk into these newer houses, there's nothing to say. Like, they walk in, they're like, nice. This is nice.
I feel bad for people trying to save up for a house.
Oh, it'll never happen.
They're just stuck. Like, the rent is so expensive.
Oh, forget it.
That you'll never be able to save up for a down payment.
And that's how they set it all up.
Yeah. It's awful.
That's how they set it up.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that back in the day, like when our parents were younger, you could work a normal job, and afford a car, and afford a house. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that anymore. Mm-mm. Like, I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Let it burn.
The fact, like, and when our parents bought a house, it was just so affordable too.
Yeah.
Like, they were able to buy it and not feel like they just emptied their bank account.
It made sense.
Yeah.
Prices made sense. That's why I want to make a lot of money so I can just, if somebody needs it, like, I got, don't worry about it. I got it.
Well, you probably invite them to live with you. Oh, yeah. start an inn in your house.
Come on in.
Come on in. But I went to New York before, Orlando before this.
How's Hidaya doing?
Hidaya is doing good. She is finishing her culinary school, the school that she's doing mm-hmm. right now. She's trying to figure out if she wants to stay. And
Corbin Blue.
She what? she's trying to figure out if she wants to work at one of these Michelin star restaurants that they like you pretty much gets transferred to from the school, or if she wants to
move to LA.
She's still trying to figure out. She loves cooking and she loves like working in high end dining, but she feels like she's stuck in the same little bubble doing the same thing every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, so she's in charge of like doing these like ice cream, like she's something with ice cream, right? But it's the same thing for hours
yeah.
until the restaurant opens. So once the restaurant opens, she goes home. So there's not really much excitement there for her.
She's doing the prep.
She's doing the prep.
Yeah.
She should do what-
Which she's probably really good at, but like it just
She should do
stinks.
personal chef. And yeah, just like,
I think that's a great idea.
So that
idea.
It's different, so that she goes to different houses, so it's exciting. It's a new environment.
Yeah.
And she, because if the cooking and stuff is repetitive, at least she's in a new environment. It's exciting, and she can work her way around like an exactly. expensive kitchen, and it's just fun.
And sometimes, though, as a chef, you got to put in like your sweat work years where like yeah. you're truly like, you know, going over stuff that is so repetitive because that's what makes you a master. Yeah. Is that like,
and I think just like Gen Z in general, I think, they get bored of things really, really quickly, which like makes sense because like everything, even when we're doing shit, just we get so bored so quickly. Yeah. We have to find something new. Like when back then we were so used to working, doing the same
Holding
thing
5,000 t-shirts. At
yeah.
Paxson.
And it was boring, but like never to the point where we feel like, I don't want to do this anymore. We just kind of stuck with it. Mm-hmm. So I get why Hidaya feels like she is just like bored already quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But But then in my head, I didn't tell her this, but in my head, I'm just like, what else are you gonna do? You're really good at cooking, you love cooking, and you're in like a really good position too. Like you, people, the higher ups there that like have a lot of connections, they love you. So you kind of have to just kind of play the game until you mm-hmm. get to somewhere that you want to.
I bet if she came out here, people would, because it's, she has a little bit of a platform
yeah.
and people know her, people would hire her like, oh my gosh, it's Hidaya, but the brownie points is that she's actually really good at what she does.
Yeah.
So I feel
and she's like,
yeah.
she's posting TikToks in the restaurant while working.
I feel like she's got a lot going for her.
Ryan, you should see what these chefs are making out here. Insane amount of money.
Personal chef.
Personal chef.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The one that does my meal preps.
Mm-hmm.
Killing it. She's probably listening right now. Killing it. You go, murdering
girl.
It. Yeah, she's doing really well. Really
my mom
well.
Takes all her ideas.
What?
She's like, so I saw she added Cremona grounds to the steak and we did that for dinner tonight.
We got to do that again where we invite her. That was so
that was
good.
Really yeah.
How old is she?
She's young. Is,
she's got to be mid-20s.
I think she's mid-20s. Like a year younger than us.
Yeah.
Because she's friends with some of our friends from back home.
Yes. I was, did I tell you I was in the car with her? She was taking me to David's because she just dropped off food.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, and I didn't have my car. I was like, hey, can you drive me over to David's? Because you're about
that's really
she's
funny.
She's about to drop off. She's going to
no,
drop
I know,
off the
but
meals.
That's like, think about that. That's really funny.
I know. And then we're in the car and we were just talking. She was just like, I just got to tell you this. Literally in my journal, my goal in my chef life, like
what drive I mean by, Zane to David.
No. It was cook for you guys. Like cook for the for the Unfiltered Crew. And
oh,
like
wow.
I'm here now, and I cannot believe this. I just want to let you know that. Like,
that's really
car.
Cool that she
and
had
I was
it
like,
written
that's,
down.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's sick because
if you're listening, Camille, love you.
When she came over to do the dinner with like all of us,
yeah,
she was like talking to Jordan. She was talking to us, and she was just like, it's crazy because like she was like, you guys. In an episode, we're talking about like, just chase your dreams. Like, just do it. Like, just go do it. Yeah. She was like, that's the reason I came out here to come. Like,
is she cooking all herself?
She's working with somebody now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
but she did.
While,
she did
like
cook it all herself to start. Like gotcha. She was first making our food, she was cooking by herself.
She's amazing.
Incredible. What are you guys doing this weekend?
I don't know.
On Sunday, Heath and I were taking a fitness class with Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh,
fun.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Mariah got invited to it, and I was like,
I'm really close with Carrie Underwood.
How'd you, what happened? How'd you get it?
Body armor.
Okay, body armor. That could have been mine a year ago. But
about time I'm gaining some respect from the fitness world.
And I'm getting some weight, 200 pounds.
Come on, baby. Stay up.
200. I'm about to hit 200, y'all.
There's no way.
Mariah, it's tough out here. It's really hard, man.
I was looking at you at dinner the other night. You had that hoodie on.
No.
And that was the night you told me you were like, I'm like 200 again.
Did I look chunky?
It was just, you had this hoodie on and you were like, just kind of like slumped over. And I was like,
did I look big? Do I look like
I think you look so fine.
Like, no, you look good. Like in this t-shirt, like you look really good. You look healthy.
That's why I'm surprised. You don't look 200 pounds.
It was just in that hoodie. You were just like slumped over. And you like, it was also, you were picking up every dessert bowl and shoveling tiramisu into your face.
That's the thing. That's the thing. When I try. I wake up. I work out. I eat my two meals. I eat my two meals, you know. Stop, Jordan. Sorry. I eat my two meals, and then guess what? We got
to
do a dinner, and then we got to go, right?
No, you don't.
And what
are
you going to do? Yes, you have to. When there's 8 fucking desserts out on the table, you have to pick at each one.
You have to have self-control. You have to.
I don't.
Like dessert never sounds good.
Because you're not addicted to sugar like me.
You're and not the addicted. Truth comes out.
You're saying you don't snack that bad like at
because
night
it's
anymore.
Not, because it's not at the house. Because I don't have it in the house.
I know. You don't even have the sour strips. I get so pissed because like there's no sweet stuff in the house except the sour strips.
I don't have a craving for candy. Like,
oh yeah.
I have a craving for cookies, cake, ice cream.
Chocolate.
Do you remember when I had that ad deal for that cake in a cup? Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I like that type of shit. So as long as that's not in the house, then I'm good.
Yeah, no, if it's not there, it's a lot easier to say no.
Yeah.
You know, it's not around. Like, you're not going to go order a cake. But if it was you don't know me.
the whole thing.
And maybe you should go to the fitness class with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, do you guys have any room for me? Maybe I could do it.
Let me call her.
Is she instructing it, or she just happens to be in the class?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's a Carrie Underwood workout class with her. So I don't know if she's instructing it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
She has insane leg workouts. You see her legs?
Yeah,
she looks amazing.
She's
now gorgeous.
You know what I heard about food? That most of the time when you're feeling like hunger, or you feel hungry and you want to eat, it's not necessarily hunger. It's a craving. It's an addiction to like a sweet or like a sugary or a fatty food. So you're when you like want to hit your vape, you're like, I need it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with hunger, but you're like, you feel that and you're like, oh, I need. Not that you need to eat, but you're just like, I wanna, like you have that addiction to like a something.
So when do you think it's hunger? When your like stomach starts hurting? You know, when you don't eat for a long time and your stomach is hurting, is that what hunger is?
I think it's when it's growling is like when you're really hungry because there's nothing in the stomach.
Yeah, that's what I meant by like stomach hurting. Like you just feel the emptiness in your stomach. You're like, I have to eat something.
Yeah. Your body knows when you need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get confused with hunger and boredom. Mm.
Oh yeah, I have a lot of boredom hunger for sure.
Yeah.
Just feel like I got to do something. I stress eat a lot too. I think stress eating is my top contender.
I do the opposite. When I'm stressed, I have no appetite.
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have a bite and then I'm like, I'm done.
I'll drink something and I'm full.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to like have drinks and stuff.
That's why I have why I drink those Soylents, because it's 400 calories, because I'm really bad about getting in just like enough food in the day. Because
me too.
I also, after I eat, I feel like I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that.
It's so weird.
Feeling.
Like food is supposed to be energy, but yeah, every time I eat, I'm like, oh God, I want to sit.
It's
here.
Only a certain food group that gives me energy.
Pasta.
And bread.
I'm not making it up.
I just want to hang you. Like, it makes me so upset that like-
It really is the only food that gives me energy.
Yeah. We had like a late Italian dinner the other night. I got like a carbonara and she got bolognese. I felt like death after. Like I was just like,
you get a hangover.
Oh my God. And she was bouncing off the walls. Like
I'm kind of like that.
It just like, it satisfies me and I feel my best.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, think about it. It's like Jersey Shore, the cast of Jersey Shore. Like you remember how much they'd eat before mm-hmm. they went out. I always thought that was insane that they would have three courses and yeah. they were all pasta, bread, cheese. Like there was nothing healthy. What they were eating on that show. And they were just boom, boom, flips, fucking shots.
I don't know. Italians live a long life. So
you guys do live a long life.
All we eat is cheese and bread.
Truly fascinating.
That's my entire diet. It's really bad.
I wish I could eat pasta every meal.
Yeah, I could.
I could do it. No problem. There's so many different types of flavors. Serve that up.
What's your favorite pasta cut
right now? Oh, pasta cut of pasta. penne or rigatoni.
Really?
But I mean, it all depends.
You say?
Penne pasta.
It's penny.
No, it's not. Is it really
penne?
Oh, I'm from Texas. We don't it's like saying the name Ben is Ben.
Well, how do you say penny vodka?
Penne vodka, olive vodka.
Oh, you say penne like that. Penne for even
it sounds like a flower.
Yeah,
how do you pronounce it?
Penne.
A penne?
You're saying it like P-I-N-A-Y.
Oh, right. Because penne. E-N. Okay, people in Texas, like it's like Ben or a pen. Like
oh, yeah. Pen is
like
pin.
A pen is a garbage bin is the same thing as like the name Ben. Like it's
ben.
All
B-E-N.
Yeah. Penne. But I mean, it all depends on... Though
the sauce. It depends on the sauce.
The sauce dictates every pasta because you can't really pair like... You know,
it's crazy how every cut is the same. It's the same thing. It's flour. But why does it taste so different?
Because the way the texture has to wrap around it.
Yeah, like, you're a shells type of guy, huh?
No,
you like
no. I am not a shells guy.
Every macaroni takes the sauce a different way. Sometimes it'll slide right off.
I know Jordan
you be like a pasta scientist.
Jordan's a wagon wheel guy, and I don't fucking I don't get that at all. That's his favorite.
No, his is straight from the box. Fucking wheel craft.
It's 100%. Like Rugrats mac and cheese.
The SpongeBob.
Yeah. Angel hair.
Angel hair.
Honestly, fusilli would be my top.
Fusilli.
That's
fusilli.
A good one.
Yeah, that's.
I like that with cold macaroni.
Stuffed shells. I could tear.
You know what?
Farfalle.
I'm not an elbow macaroni guy. I think that is the cheapest.
No, I am.
Just no.
But what do you make with
elbow?
Elbow? What
I don't even
is
see elbow
the proper here. Sauce for elbow macaroni?
Just mac and cheese.
Oh,
I used to be obsessed with fettuccine Alfredo as a kid, but I don't like it that much anymore.
No, you have to have the right one. There
spicy.
Is bad fettuccine Alfredo.
I know. Well, I know, but I'm just getting sick of it. Fettuccine Alfredo was spicy. Absolutely. But ravioli, tortellini all fucking day.
Oh my gosh.
Tortellini.
I will fucking die for tortellini. Tortellini.
I want to name my kid tortellini.
That's not
tortellini
bad.
Antoinette.
Dude, tortellini.
You know what I think is overrated? And I'm not sorry about it. Lasagna.
I agree, Zane.
Overrated.
That's like the Italian mom's version of like a casserole.
Yeah,
you gotta have Teener's lasagna.
Okay, all right.
It's for kids. We all need a lasagna era in our life, but yeah. like you graduate from it,
and then you just.
Zane, I'm surprised you don't like it. It's close to cake. a lot of layers. Cake.
But you know what it is? You always get that one bad bite and that ruins my whole meal. Oh, there's that one like bad lasagna bite.
Have you seen that TikTok recipe of like, so you know like all the crusty parts of lasagna are really good? Like
okay.
when you get like, you just make that on one sheet pan and then you like dip at it. So it like tastes like, it's almost like a lasagna dip, but it's the cheese crust.
Mm. Okay.
So it's like,
all right,
dude, it looks so fucking good.
We should have a pasta marathon.
Pasta-thon.
We all come with different pastas, and make our version.
I think I do that for every occasion.
You guys like raviolis that much?
Love.
I don't really.
There's not enough.
I because you could stuff them with anything you want.
I like that too, but there's not enough. If you order ravioli at a place, it goes,
six.
We might give you four. or six, and you're like, that's bitch, true. Bring out, I want the whole thing.
But then it's nice because you have that leftover sauce, so you take the bread and you clean the plate with it.
Mm. And here's the thing, you can't share it. We're at dinner our friend had a ravioli, it was something like that, and there was only six pieces. She's like, you want to try one? I was like, I genuinely can't try one because if I take one, that's 1/6. I just took 1/6 of your dinner. Yeah.
Yes.
And she's like, no, please take it. And I remember I put my fork in, I eat it, and I deserve to go to hell because I just
half of the meal gone.
Yeah.
But tortellini, they're a little bit more generous.
Yes.
But man, a wrap.
Yeah, look at that. Five raviolis.
I love ravioli.
But Chef Boyardee made us think like we could get.
I've never had Chef Boyardee.
Me neither. What?
That what? Junk.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I think it's like formative for your childhood.
Tina's gonna make
to have
fucking Chef Boyardee.
We
in the
weren't
house.
Allowed to have friggin' Domino's. Are you kidding me?
Did you ever have SpaghettiOs?
Oh, the sauce is
Yo,
so gross.
The meatballs is like a dead ass piece of dog food that's just absorbed.
Okay.
And they only give you two. They give you two
disgusting.
Or three of the whole thing.
I know, but sometimes it is what it is and it's kind of good.
No way.
It's not the best, but it's like.
My first backpacking trip, we brought cans of Chef Boyardee. In the backpack and would just pop them open and eat those because they didn't have to be like
cold,
heated up, refrigerated.
It's are just you sick?
50-year shelf life. You
could take that's a red flag. Yes.
You know it's Chef Boyardee.
That's a hell of a last name, better than Bacardi. What's in the Boyardee family?
Ooh, I love that.
They're probably, they're loaded. I want to go to their wedding.
Bridget Boyardee.
I like Barilla too. You know, like the pasta.
Barilla?
Barilla, beautiful.
God, can you imagine that wedding?
I can actually.
Oh, what about a baked ziti?
Oh, I make
okay, what's
I
the,
that's good.
Wait.
That's good.
That's the smooth ones.
You could do either one. It's not, there's not a correct one.
Okay.
Oh, but that's what I like about that, Mariah. Very inclusive.
I love pasta so much because I never, you really can't mess it up. I never get a bad bite. It's like meat and eggs. Ugh. You can go through these phases where you're like, I'm done for the next couple months. I've never had a bad experience. It could be like
you mean like if you go to like a diner and you order like a spaghetti meatballs, you say it can never be bad. Is that what you mean?
Well, this is definitely not as good as my mom's, but like it's pasta and sauce. Like it's like I don't know. It's like meat. When you bite into meat,
you
there's
the
a
bullet.
High chance that you're gonna get a hard piece or a gooey.
Yeah, I get that.
A gross, fatty something. You can't mess this up.
Mariah used to think they were bullets when she was younger. You know when you eat like a burger or some sort of like beef and you get like that hard, that hard little BB?
I thought it was the bullet that killed the animal.
Get the fuck out of here.
So I always call them bullets. I'm like, I got another friggin' bullet.
Oh my.
Because I used to think they're bullets.
Like as a kid, I'm not surprised.
For those of you who grew up with this, you'll understand why I'm distraught. That one brand of macaroni discontinued Pastina, and I want to die.
Pastina, can you type it in so we can get a?
You had Pastina?
So Pastina is a type of pasta. They're very tiny stars.
Oh, yes.
Zane, I made this for you. Yes.
It's almost like couscous.
Yes, kinda. It's just like couscous.
But I think serve it cold or hot?
Hot.
But that's good with like chicken noodle soup.
You could put there's a bigger macaroni that's still tiny that you put in like Italian wedding soup and stuff.
Ooh.
But look how Pastina, excited she's getting. She's all set up.
Pastina was the macaroni when we were sick. My mom would make this for us every time we were sick. We would take a nap and wake up and everything was cured. Cancer, cured.
Heartbreak, cured.
So it would be the pastina and you just do butter and garlic and you would be absolute, like all your problems would go
that
away.
That does look like it'd cure
so
you.
So now when Heath gets sick, I make a little pastina, but they discontinued Ronzoni, whatever the hell it's called. They discontinued it. So I'm praying to God it's not on the way
Mariah,
out.
You can bring it back. You have the power.
Oh.
Sometimes though, I think pasta should be so much fucking cheaper.
How much is
it's
pasta?
It's like $1.
No, exactly. But what they charge you for the pasta, like you're like, this is $25 for pasta. This for $3 or $4.
And
like
I know there's some high-end restaurants that definitely aren't making their sauces.
Or their pasta.
Dude, when I was in London, they had this place, and I wish it was as popular as fucking Chipotle. The menu is so simple. You pick the pasta, you pick your sauce.
Oh, Vapiano's.
Wait, they have it here.
Presto pasta.
Presto pasta. It's so good.
You walk in?
Yes. It's,
yeah.
It's
show me the menu. Is it as minimal?
What? It's Chipotle style.
Show me the money.
Guys, it's not Vapiano's. That one's like really popular. Like Chipotle. Vapiano's.
Google image.
You pick your cut, your presto, dye.
Presto pasta is cheap, but it's really good.
But there was one I saw in London. It was so minimal. It looked like a cool coffee shop. Mm. It was like, ooh, pick like the sexy thing, pick this, and you felt, and it felt so clean. It felt like an iPad, like, or Apple Store. Oh yeah, press.
Oh, okay. It's like, so a this Fazoli's. Is like the, this is like the cheaper version of what I was talking about. Vapiano's more high end, but it's the same Chipotle style. Can you type in Vapiano? I just wanted you to see what it looked like really quick. Okay. Oh my god, we used to go. We always went there.
That looks nice.
When we went to the Olympics or worked at Olympics, we'd go there all the time, and it was awesome. Wow. It was awesome. We'd watch them make it in front of us.
That's nice. Wow.
Zane, look at this, just the menu. It's so simple. Just pick your pasta, pick your sauce.
That's how it should be.
Yes.
That's simple. Pasta should not be complicated.
But they're always
it's not.
You know, there was like, it's pasta. Like, it's all this like fucking noise around it. Like, just enjoy the fucking product.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell me tortellini.
Let the sauce and pasta speak for itself.
Give me some Alfredo sauce on the tortellini. Chicken in the tortellini.
It looks like I'm cooking back there.
Oh, by the way, you know that pasta place that opened up by us? The Uovo in the Erwan Plaza?
Okay.
No.
Not good. Oh, man.
Mariah, I really want you to try it because I want to get your input on if you think it's good pasta or not. They say they import it fresh from Italy.
The pasta?
Interesting.
Yeah, and I really want you to try it.
Like dough?
But pasta can really be made.
Like fresh. I think every day. It's like they said something wild where I was like, oh, well, we have to try this. It's coming fresh from Italy.
They're making it from scratch?
Yeah.
It's not like the hard.
No. It's, I think, about 90% sure it's from scratch.
Because fresh, like homemade pasta tastes way different than like box pasta.
It's amazing.
And if you're not used to it, you're going to be like, this tastes off.
Okay, maybe
it's like the texture is different. Like we've made homemade pasta from scratch and it's got like a different bite to it than like a normal. So maybe it is fresh and homemade. So it kind of has like a different feel to it.
God, I want tortellini. That might
have thrown you off. Damn. We should have a pasta dinner tonight.
I'm full right now.
Oh.
I just drank a cup of water.
Fuck off.
Mariah, tell them about your homemade Cheez-Its.
I tried to make homemade Cheez-Its.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
How'd it taste?
Horrible. Bricks. But it's crazy because I followed this girl's recipe to the T. It was just, it wasn't even a recipe. It was, you shred the cheese. I shredded the exact brand, exact everything. You add the flour. And you add a little bit of water, mm-hmm. and you make a dough. You throw it in the fridge for an hour. You take it out. You cut it up. You put the little hole in it and put it in the oven. It tasted burnt,
dude. It was like and a it didn't dog look biscuit. Burnt.
You should try to get Hedaya on
Chopped,
a cooking show, one of like Hunter March's shows.
Oh, I feel like she would be so nervous, but maybe she would do
could
well.
Be good for her, yeah.
Could be good. All right, Pia, should be your PR woman.
I have a lot of ideas for Hedaya. I have more ideas for Hedaya than myself.
That's how I feel about everybody else but me. That's crazy.
I saw a video.
Gordon. I just love potential in people.
Me too. I love it. I could be such a good manager. Oh my God. Just
said
to grow somebody.
You should just do that instead.
Take my accounts. I'd be like, take my Instagram. Here's my Instagram. Here's my fucking YouTube channel and go. Oh, guess what? I'm going to make all your content for you. You don't have to lift up a fucking.
You know what, Zane? I will take you up on that.
you want myself?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I want to get into baking.
No, like baking I am not what? A baker. I am not a baker.
There's something so cool about making like croissants at home.
When I make that chocolate cake, Heath, it makes me feel like I'm doing something good for this world.
Then again, if I could make croissants at home, it'd probably be a little too dangerous.
I'm not a measurer. I hate doing it to the team.
I like, I'm a weigher. I like to weigh everything because I think that's a better predictor than just going, oh, it's one cup. No, how many grams is it? Patricia, though, I'm a rule follower. I follow the fucking recipe. Patricia eyeball stuff. And I'm like, what the fuck? I go, we just spent 40 fucking minutes, Patricia, on making this dish. And it's like, we should have cooked it a little longer. Like, bitch, this is what the whole fucking thing. I just want to enjoy the meal because that's how it was made. I don't want to be like.
And that's why you need HelloFresh.
It needed this. Follow the fucking recipe. She goes, I think I know what I'm doing. She'll be like, oh, put it in the oven. Then why did it say boil? It should be baked.
Matt, I get it. I have to follow it by the tea too. Because if it tastes like shit, you only have yourself to blame.
That was Jordan with his flan the other day. He went to do like the flip, but it was cooked for 40 minutes instead of an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh,
so it was straight liquid still inside.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
I think it helps being in this household with Heath because we both are used to cooking. We've been cooking for a long time. So we're very good at eyeballing stuff. And he's like, oh, I've done this before. If I get stuck on something, I'm like, how long do you think? And then he's usually right about it.
Yeah. You should try making dumplings or like
wonton soup.
Because it's like, you know, it's basically, you know, like the rice paper. You get the meat. You make all that, which is so fucking good.
Well, that's what we're going to do in Japan, hopefully. We can make like different.
You make the dumplings and then you fucking boil them all together. You got this amazing soup in the broth.
I'm going to make like a cream cheese rangoon.
Oh, you would have loved this. And New York, we're passing by this this pizza spot, and they have a whole class. They have classes. It looks so nice.
I, you know, yeah.
No, it just it didn't look like a normal one. It just looked
nice.
It looked really nice.
Cooking
yeah.
classes though make me like nervous because I don't know. I start like laughing whenever like someone's like.
What? Not,
if someone's next to you.
Someone, I don't know who, I gotta know who this person is who's teaching us or something. But yo, like,
there's nothing worse than watching somebody struggle while cooking and you're just like sitting there. That's me. Like, yeah, like, yes, like watching Zane cook, I'm just over his shoulder like, oh my. Like,
it's just everything is wrong.
Because he's stressing. He's got his mom on FaceTime. He's like, do you have another bowl? He's like running around.
It turns into like...
Patricia, I like to cook and Patricia's like my bar back. Like, I'm just like, all right, throw this away. Get this out of here. Like, and I'm trying to not have one fuck moment while I'm cooking. Cause then that's when you know you've mastered it.
Yeah.
But every time I cook, I'm like, shit.
What's you guys' like go-to, like your favorite thing to cook?
Gigi Hadid's pot. Gigi Hadid's vodka pasta. It's so fucking good.
I want to get to that point. I want people to be cooking Mariah's blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, I'd rather have Hailey Bieber's pasta.
Dude, her spicy rigatoni is so good. And yeah. I know that there's spicy rigatoni recipes have always been around. It just went viral because she did it like on her Snapchat or something. God, it's fucking
good. Does it
good.
Taste better because you got the recipe from TikTok?
I don't think we got it from TikTok.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I think it was an article, but people do make it on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. You should come up with like an original like pasta and like make it like a trend on TikTok.
I feel like I do that every week. Like I'll make a new sauce, but I never remember to write down what the hell I did. And I put things away as I go. So I'm going back in the fridge. I'm like, what did I use?
It's also hard for her
so
to like.
Good.
Well, keep recording every time you make it, record it.
You're right.
And then just so you have it at least on you. So when you do it again. You could do it. And, you know, make sure to film it like Alex Early because that's how everybody has to film it.
Alex Early.
Is it Early?
I don't make the rules. Earl.
It's not. I was like, what?
No, I was just trying to think of the most famous like TikToker.
One of me and Heath's favorites are, who's the guy that does the interviews? That's hysterical. He just did Drake and his son.
Caleb.
Theo Von. Caleb.
He's so good.
The guy with the mullet?
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best people on the internet.
Caleb, he's a Barstool Sports guy. Yeah.
Maybe I've seen him.
He just does interviews, but they're the most hysterical, creative things. And he interviewed Drake and his son. And it's, I don't know how to explain it. He's just very funny.
That's pretty crazy that he got Drake and his son.
He has everybody. He has MGK.
Drake's huge. Wow. He's done like everybody. Caleb Presley, I think is his name.
Wait, he's celebrity.
Great.
Oh my gosh, he's
great.
Amazing.
I took Jordan to the gun range the other day.
Oh, I you know what? I did see that because I checked your location. I was like, why is he there? And I was like, oh, yep.
You can pick like your targets that you like put out. So you can get like the normal bullseye target. You can get like the person. And they had one there that was the hostage rescue.
That's one I would do.
And it's got like the hostage in front and then like two bad guys in the back. It's to like, I just thought it was so cool to be like, it's just such a good idea for a paper.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
And we put it out and Jordan went to do the hostage rescue and he's sitting there. Boom, put one right into the hostage chest. And I was like, oh my God. It's just like, one, there's like pressure of like the paper, but like imagine like a real life situation, the fact he just squirt right in the chest.
Right, he did.
So funny.
But like,
I know if something happened and Jordan's sitting there looking at me and somebody's got me around the throat, I'd be like, Jordan, don't shoot.
Don't
shoot. Like, lost my trust.
But really, what about you?
I ended up putting one into the hospital.
It shot a zero off. That's funny. I want to actually go. I want to do the hostage one.
You want to do the hostage?
I just want to see if I could like save the hostage.
I always like that scene in Men in Black where he does that shooting thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He is the only one who realizes that like what this girl right here is reading quantum physics and she shouldn't be doing it. I'm letting this guy blow his nose. Like he realized all the things about the images when everyone else just shot it. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good movie. Really want to do the one in Florida at Nexus, the digital one. It's like a VR video game at the gun range. So they'll have like zombies that are like coming at you. Like, it's like stuff moving. Like
I've done one that was like on a raft tech. And it was fucking awesome. It was at L. Mills' birthday party. It was like a VR like escape room kind of thing, but we were on a raft and we were all shooting things together.
Is it like real?
No, it's a shooting range, like a gun range.
Got it. Okay.
But not like
should we we're at 1:34. Can we close it then start the...
You look like you got into a fight.
Dude, I'm hungover. I haven't eaten anything.
I thought you were going to say hungry.
I'm hungover and
yeah,
hungry.
Yeah, let's close it out.
Matcha. Go get your Kamacha starter kit.
Yes, matcha.
Matcha madness.
Get your Kamacha starter kit. It's out right now at Kamoda.com. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly how you're going to get it.
And you might have the autographed one, so keep a lookout.
By the Unfiltered crew. That's exciting. Again, you could check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on Google, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, all those apps. And then on Tuesdays, we post on YouTube, youtube.com/Zayna and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zayna and Heath. You're going to get early access to these episodes. You'll get some nice videos like this that we put up there. We keep the episodes rolling too for a little while and do our little unwind. So make sure to check that out. And we also do a bonus episode every single month with a different guest. That it's either a high episode or a drunk episode. They're really fun. Again, patreon.com/Zayna and Heath.
Our high one with Brett Robinson was pretty good.
It's up now. So
it's
make sure
out right now.
So I had so much fun doing that. We learned so much about Big Brother.
Oh my God. I loved hearing like the behind the scenes of everything.
I wanted more.
I did too.
I wish to bring it back. I was suited all thinking about that. But like all I wanted to was on Big Brother.
Oh man.
All right. Check it out.
All right. Unwinders. We'll see you in a second.
Bye.
See ya.
Peace.
Ciao. Ugh.